Okay. But we're good to go.
So, first of all, I'm going to sign off of my Zoom and get out of that, since we're not going to use that today.
Yeah, we never got a link for that, Curtis, I don't think, so.
Okay. So, no worries. The staff was trying to do that, and we'll work on, this is new to them, so we'll have to work on that.
Well, look, let's get started. The first thing we want to do is, you know, check and see what's on your mind from our last call, issues that you want to talk about, things that you want to bring up. So let's start with your agenda first before we go into some of the materials for this week, okay?
Well, my main issue is that we feel, based on these week six assignments, that we have a little catch up to do before we're like on track here, you know?
Okay, so you're a little overwhelmed and a little behind, are you?
Not necessarily like that, but like, for example, let me give you one quick one. The folder. The folders, we want to have it just like the model of the folder with everything in it, including our bio, right?
Right.
But
team bio.
The team bio and all that stuff, well, we've got to push it. We've got to create those deliverables and get them through compliance.
Okay.
And we haven't even created them all yet. So
okay.
There's that. And then we also have we're doing a lot of work on the plans to bring all the plans up to date, make sure everybody's got an up-to-date plan, because I modernized them over the years, and some of them are old and stuff.
Okay.
So we're working through that, and it's taking a bit of time, and we're doing that simultaneously while Brianna and Carl are training in the new systems.
And while you're working virtually.
While we're working virtually, and while, so we might need, like, next week just as a break to catch up.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay.
So that's, just letting you know that.
Yeah, that's fine. If we need to take a week for catch-up, we will do that. And so we want to postpone next week's call and be back on our regular schedule after next week?
Yes, because I think we can get all the things that will go in the folders done and completed and compliance approved by that point.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So we'll do that. No worries, no problems. Okay? Because I know that everybody understands what we've been under here over the last 49 days, especially us in California. So
yeah,
so we completely understand that. Okay, sounds good. Let's, anything else on your mind?
Well, let's see here. I sent you out a sheet that showed how I was structuring the VP positions.
Yes.
And how, as a team, we would work. I don't know if you had a chance to even look at that, but it was called ZPWM Team Duties and Delegations, I think it was, or something like that.
Like a week ago, and it was organized, so I've got no problems, just as long as you delegate appropriately. I'm fine by what I saw. It didn't raise any red flags to me.
Yeah, I just got a text from Carl. He said he's not on the call.
Okay.
Let me forward him.
Let's hold that for Carl then.
Yeah. Maybe he went to some other thing, and I don't know. Okay, here it. Maybe that's him coming in.
Okay.
But anyway, I sent him the link again, so he'll be here any moment. But what I did is I noticed that I kind of moved some of the duties different. I'm hi, Carl.
Hello.
Hey, Carl.
They had me stuck in there saying there was no host this whole time.
Yeah, mine said that for a little bit, but Curtis did get in here, and Brianna and I were in here, so I don't know what happened. But yeah, I was just telling Curtis about this team goals and delegation sheets we did with the structure.
Okay.
And I think it falls in line with Supernova, except for I did change some of the duties, like the VP of service and brand. I call it VP of service, brand, and fulfillment.
Right.
And then they direct the calendar, tracks, and scheduled meetings. Anyway, the folders were going to go to planning, the VP of planning and onboarding, if you notice down there on the fourth one, but I moved them up to VP of brand and fulfillment.
Okay.
And she's going to get not just some of the onboarding process, but dealing with all the plans and the planning software that we're integrating. So it's pretty,
okay.
It's pretty evenly delegated with those two.
Very good. More importantly, though, is how do you and your team members feel about the current structure and the way that duties have been allocated to each of the team members? So let's hear from everybody for just a moment. Carl, how about you? How are you feeling about the way things have been laid out at this point?
At this point, so when I'm looking at my duties, let me pull up the sheet real quick. It's one of the things that, I mean, most of my responsibility, it seems, is in the calendar for a lot, or the planning tool.
Right.
And we're still working on getting at your people. We're trying to find some way for us to view the sheet. So.
Well, I think that was looking at, it was Outlook, and you guys don't operate on Outlook. So right now,
we couldn't even use the sheet itself.
Yeah, you know, were you using Redtail?
Yes,
we do use Redtail. Yes.
Okay, that's your current contact system that you're using, and you're comfortable with that, Larry?
Yeah. When I tried to integrate with Outlook last time, using some converter programs they have and stuff, relays or whatever.
Okay.
Issue, so I just gave up on that.
Okay. So are you able to, when you come in each day, do you know who you're going to call, who's scheduled, what the calendar for the week or the month looks like without any snafus? Is that working for you?
I think our Redtail calendar. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting, Carl, but I think our Redtail calendar is a pretty good tool, but we don't have anything to compare it to because we really never got the scheduling tool.
Okay, so stay with your Redtail then. If that's working, and you can get prospects scheduled, you can get clients scheduled, you can get COIs scheduled. And when we get to it, a mastermind group scheduled. If you can schedule all of that, know who you're going to call, and they're situated on your calendar so everybody can see it,
yep.
Then that's fine by me.
That's where we're at. Yeah, we have that. Yeah, if we start downloading it on my desk, it's not going to be seen by everybody. So, yeah. We do
okay.
Have that.
Mm-hmm. Then let's stay with that. Okay.
Right, so then if I'm answering the question through the lens of Redtail, we're making a good amount of progress. We actually have some training stuff scheduled with Redtail so that we can get more out of the software to do exactly the stuff we wanted to do. We're putting in some of the 12-4-2 meetings, and we're making like tag groups and stuff for COIs and different things like that. So it's still an in-progress thing, but there's a lot of movement that's been made on it.
So in terms of scheduling, which I know you're trying to get things scheduled, you're also trying to get the folders created, and you're backed up a little bit, which means we're not going to have a session next week. We're going to give you a chance to catch up on some of that stuff. But right now, what we're looking at is trying to get the clients scheduled so that we can begin to start working on getting prospects scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's the next phase. Get your clients done. Then we're going to start getting the getting prospects and COIs scheduled.
Yes, Curtis. Can I interject one more thing?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
That training Carl was talking about, it's going to be on workflows.
Okay.
In our CRM.
Okay.
And we're going to try to use workflows to follow our Supernova pathways in terms of our COIs, client service, everything.
Okay. Okay, and we got Carl spearheading that. Okay, so I take it, Carl, other than the fact that there's work to be done, you feel comfortable with, you know, your duties and responsibilities and are taking ownership for them, is that correct?
I do, yeah, especially in the last week, I think we've kind of come to a lot of conclusions as a group, and we're starting to move forward with things. So I think that especially in this next week, there's going to be a lot of progress made.
That's good, because you know what? The worst thing to do is to come into a role and kind of not have any definition as to what you should be doing or trying to guess. So this takes the guesswork out of what you need to be doing, which is great. So I'm happy. Brianna.
Yes?
Tell me about your duties and responsibilities. How are they sitting with you at this point in time?
Well, right now I'm just waiting on Larry to get the software so I can start preparing some plans and making sure that they match adequately.
Okay. Right. So what are you doing in the interim? What happens, what are you doing while we're trying to get that settled?
Well, I've been working on some roadmaps and some tasks.
Yeah. I have something to interject with Brianna that she doesn't know about yet.
Okay.
And that is I found a way on our OneDrive, which is the Microsoft system that holds our common files we can share. I found a way to organize and share better this over the weekend, and I'm going to show it to her today later. So.
Okay. Very good. So, Brianna, how would you describe your key responsibilities to me?
Well, my role, I think, is to provide the right, to gather the right information from the clients periodically so I have a plan that best works for them.
Okay. All right. Now, Brianna, I want you
yes.
to be able to clearly state and articulate your role as if you owned it, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I want you to start working on, being a little more authoritative. Yes, I own this. This is what I do. This is how I benefit the team, okay?
Okay.
So keep working on that. I know this is all brand new, but that's what I'm looking to see you come to grips with is, yeah, I own this. This is what I do. This is how I benefit this team, okay? All right. Okay. You can do it. Got confidence in you.
Thank you.
All right. Larry, why don't you tell me what you're trying to do?
Well, I'm working, you know, in my roles in the strategy leadership area. So I do need to get all these deliverables together, and so I'm trying to just wrangle them all together, like. I forget what all the things that are required for the Supernova, documents that we need. I'm going to have to go back and look at that. But what I did put in here is that we need a team vision statement, a team mission statement, and a team value statement. Was there anything else that we need as a...
No, that out. Fine. I think that's what you start with. Did I send you a kind of a template, which is a team business plan and strategy document?
You may have, Curtis, but I don't know where it is. If you want to send it again, you can.
I will. I'm going to make a note here that I will send the team business plan and strategy template.
Okay.
Now that's something that's kind of not a part of Supernova that we continue to work on after your 12 weeks. So I don't want you to do too much and get overwhelmed, okay?
Yep. Okay.
All right.
So I'm in pretty good shape, though, because I really do, like, one of the things I'm trying to do is develop a team that knows how to carry out all the duties, know how to solve the problems, efficiencies. And the team really I'm feeling that they're with it, you know. They want to do this, and that's a beautiful feeling. And then, you know, they want to take and restore this beautiful old automobile so it can be best of show or whatever it is. You know, they're into it.
Okay.
So, and then as far as the acquisition strategy goes, you know, what we've been doing is setting it up and setting it up in a Supernova way. We're creating these groups of people, COIs, you know, our niches, we're organizing the niches and, you know, all that together with the folders and all that stuff and these mission statement, value statement, vision statement.
Okay.
You know, this stuff's all going to, it's all coming together.
Yeah, you're starting to see why we do some of the things we do, in other words, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling it more and more. And I actually had a conversation with Carl the other day about how I had turned the corner on that with the folder.
Good. Okay. Well, look, let's take some time. I you know, for the feedback, I know where you are. I wrote down on 428 notes that keys to building a successful practice, a manageable book so that you can grow, two, an organizational process, three, energy, desire, and focus. Four was the right team with delegation of duties and responsibilities. Five, a client acquisition process and game plan. Six was leveraging how you spend your time, meaning big targets for asset production and clients. And then seven was your service model or value proposition. Okay. You're making great progress on all those fronts. Now, let's go into some of the material for week number six. And let's just do a review of that. So the assignment for week six, I think we accomplished that in terms of the assignments and delegation of duties. And week six, it's the practice managers that take charge. That's the heading of this thing. So you have to begin to start setting up your COI appointments and niche appointments. But the first step is, quite frankly, is to identify who they are. Now, we're recommending six centers of influence. Okay. Now, let's talk about who these people might be. Do you have any of them identified at this point, Larry?
Yes. I would call Josh Ellis, one of my networking partners, a COI.
Okay. Josh Ellis. Okay.
And I would call my client, Ryan Kelly, my new client, would probably be a good COI.
Okay.
And inside the book of business, there's probably a couple others that really have or untapped COIs.
Okay. Any outside the business, like the guy that you see at the Chamber of Commerce, who's not a client but is willing to introduce you to people.
Yeah, like Josh Ellis isn't a client, but he's willing to introduce me to people, so he is a good example of that.
Okay.
You know, I hesitate to really, like, commit to any other names other than that right now, Curtis, because I'm trying to develop them.
Right. And that's fine. So one of your goals then, and that you've got to measure, is getting 6 COIs. And we're going to talk more about how you can use them, but you need to identify 6.
I will.
Okay? All right. Now, and prospects. Are there some prospects out there that people that you've been talking to, maybe they've fallen through the cracks, that you need to start getting them a folder, talking about Supernova, your team, and your process? Now, that's kind of jumping ahead. You know, given that you've got some things that you need to do, I don't want to get you too overwhelmed with some of that, but identifying your COI meetings and your prospects and clients. And Carl, you've got to be the little stickler to look at that schedule and say, hey, where are the COI appointments? Where are the prospect appointments? Okay?
All right.
You got that, Carl?
I'm putting in the calendar as well right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Because, you know, those are the engines that are going to drive revenues, drive your paychecks, drive your bonuses, and help make you more money. Okay? So those mm-hmm. become the lifeblood of what we're trying to get to. In a period of, I'm going to say, 12 months, stretch it to 18, but 12 months, I'd like to, after we finish this first 12 weeks, I want to see Larry go from 50 households to close to 80 to 75 to 85. Okay?
Yep. That's adding a lot.
Right. That's a lot. That's. But I want you to think about it in this way. That's 2 households per month.
Yep.
2 new households per month.
Yep.
Okay.
We're easily exceeding that, but most of them were butlers, so.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. But we're talking about 2 new households. That's what we wanna get, and we wanna get the kind that meet your targets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Now, so you now have 2 goals. The sub goal is, or the primary goal is, we got to get our COI meetings, and we got to get prospects in our pipeline. Now,
yep.
what we want to do is generate 2 new household relationships per month. Okay. Now that may take 60 to 90 days to get on track with that, but that's what we're looking to do.
Okay.
And when we get to week 8, you're going to begin to see actually how easy that has the potential to be if we got everything else organized. Okay.
I'm getting names, by the way, I'm getting names, Curtis, by having the enthusiastically endorsed talk with more people.
Fantastic.
And I want you to hear like how it's going with those names.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you an example of a name that I got.
Okay.
I can find it. No, I don't see it here, but I'm getting names, and so when I get a name,
okay,
I'm going to try to get him to talk to you, and okay, let's discuss how you're going to do that. By the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor talk with them? And they say
right.
yes, and then I follow up,
and it didn't result yet in anything, but yeah, maybe we'll talk to you later or something like that. So it's a follow-up process right now, but it's a small sample size.
I have a process for you, okay? It's the VIPSA model. So we get to week 7 and we get to week 8, you're going to learn more about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to see you getting too overwhelmed, but I'm going to make a note here to send you the referral model, the VIPSA referral model, and it'll show you how to segue into that discussion.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to make a note, and I will review that with you on our next conversation, just to keep it in the back of your mind, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I want to keep moving that referral person along to the next place, but I want more tools for that, you know?
Yeah, I got the right tool for you. I've got it all scripted out.
Thanks.
Okay. So you've already started kind of training your clients to be accountable, you know, on the schedule, on the time, and you know, you know what happens when the client misses an appointment. They go on to the next scheduled call. You bring it to their attention. Say, hey, I hope you're okay. I hope things were fine. You weren't able to be on the call. Now, when you start reminding people at least 3 days prior to the call, they tend not to fall out. Okay?
Yes.
So who's making those calls to make sure that clients are keeping their appointment?
We haven't been calling. What we do is we send out an email.
Okay.
With the agenda on it.
Okay.
And then we usually get confirmation via the email.
Okay. All right. If that works for you, fine. Don't have any problems with that. Okay.
Yeah, that does work unless they don't confirm. Then we will have somebody call them. But that's
okay.
How it's been going.
All right. Okay, the next thing is kind of a big deal. It's the 24-month calendar, which is the client call topics.
Yeah.
And we call this batch processing. Most of that comes out of your financial plan. So the director of plan implementation is in charge of this 24-month calendar.
Yeah.
And right now you're sharing that responsibility, but you're coordinating the topic for the month. So May is here. What are you discussing with your clients on a wholesale basis? What's the one topic everybody ought to hear about?
Well, I think I like better what I saw in the video, which was discussing long-term care for May. But what I have in our 24-month here is, and I'm gonna now after watching what was said in the video today, I'm gonna modify a lot of this because a lot of it I had month at a timing it.
Right.
But I have annuity reviews listed as the topic for the month.
Okay. All right. So. Yeah, long-term care. I think I may have told you the story when I shared the idea of long-term care with one of my clients who's an advisor, but his niche market is pensions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, okay, I'll try it. He got 30 cases in 1 month for long-term care.
Wow.
That's how much there's a need out there for that, okay? Just so you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's a great topic.
It's hard to put those cases through, but yeah.
Yeah, great topic. So now, have you, and it's okay to change. Pencil in or write in your 24-month topics, but be willing to make a change if necessary.
I am. I'm going to completely modify it from where it's at, but at least I did it all the way through the 24 months. And
so, fantastic. Yeah. Great.
And you're saying that the planning, the VP of planning is does what with that?
Well, the VP of planning looks at the calling topics, but if the VP of planning is starting to see a theme running through on the plans, then that person should speak up and say, hey, I'm starting to see a theme here on tax minimization strategies. Maybe we need to move that up. Or I'm starting to see a theme of 529 plans, and we've got that scheduled out to December. Maybe we need to start getting that done in September. You know, that's what the interaction that we want to have with the team. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, it's you put it on the table for discussion. You say, hey, look, in light of where the markets have been over the last 90 days, we need to go back and rethink our asset allocation strategy. So that becomes a theme that everybody's got to be talking about. I mean, you know, you don't want to be doing a life insurance review when everybody's worried about their portfolios. You're going to have to move the topic and address, you know, asset allocation and portfolio management.
Okay, I thought the idea was just to have a, like a business as usual theme, but I like the idea that you can modify it. And I would definitely modify it for a time like this because I've been talking about a lot of risk mitigation strategies and things like that.
Exactly. So it's kind of like, oh, you know, my portfolio's down 25%, and you want to talk to me about life insurance? Let's kind of come back to talk about why is my portfolio down 25% and what's our strategy to mitigate our risk and possibly regain what we've lost.
If your portfolio's down 25%, you might want to just talk to me a little bit on the side. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, yeah. So that's what I'm getting at. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So next thing here that we want to do, are we any questions about the collagen 24-month calendar?
No, I think I'm going to revamp it, send it over to you so you can take a look at it too at some point.
Okay. All right. Now, so doing the little things, it's all these little things you do that differentiate you from other advisors, okay? Giving them that folder, giving them an agenda, having an appointment rather than a random phone call, okay? Getting them on the 1242 process, making sure that they have an updated financial plan. Because you want to be able... You want that person to be able to speak to all the wonderful things that you do for them.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to be able to put together this concierge service and begin to start generating referrals. I mean, look, if all you did was have five clients, give you, make personal introductions to eight people that fall into your target market, okay? That's 40 new relationships, and we haven't even talked about the COIs yet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at. That's why you got to do all these little things. Okay. All right. Okay. So, now, as we have gone into clients and training them, what do you want to do here? You want people that mutually like you, trust you, they listen to you. So you've got this contract that meets expectations. So the client says, be on time, call, reschedule if they can. So you have to give them those instructions. Notify their advisor if their economic situation or there's changes. You know, there's births, there's deaths, there's inheritances, there's bonuses, there's, you know, all kinds of things that can impact the client's wealth management strategy.
Oh, yeah.
So those are the things you want to communicate. Now, your obligation on the other end is, hey, you're confirming the appointments, you're sending out an executive summary after each meeting, you're updating their plan annually, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're educating them on any changes in the market. Which now, with the way the media is going, they kind of know a lot of that anyway. But what they need to understand, well, how does this impact me? Okay?
Right. Right. Personalized education.
Exactly. Okay. Now, so there are people who we have coached in the business. They show up every day. They got no agenda. They got no appointments. The plans are like they're on shelves, not to be implemented or executed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You're going to be different.
Yeah.
You're going to be very organized in this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to, there's no A, B, C, D book. Everybody gets treated the same. So this is your concierge practice. And remember, I always told you that, don't worry, we're going to cover this again. And so I know that some of this stuff sounds repetitious.
Yep.
Okay.
That's why I like it, though, with reinforcement.
Yes, okay. Now, there are some issues associated with scheduling. Now, do you have clients that are in different geographical areas?
I got a few that are out of state. Most of them are local, though, within, say, inside 20 miles.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, sometimes as you start moving up the food chain a little bit, sometimes they're going to be in a winter home or a summer home. And, you know, you've got to be able to make sure that they continue to get scheduled.
Okay.
Okay.
I've done that before. I had one client that used to be in Hawaii half the year and then here half the year.
Okay, good. Now, there's a little bit of a sentence script in the manual that says if they miss an appointment, you leave a message. I called you for our regularly scheduled second Thursday of the month, 10 a.m. appointment. Sorry you missed it. I know that whatever's taking you away was important. I hope it wasn't an emergency. If you need something or have issues we need to discuss, please call my practice manager back and reschedule. Otherwise, I will talk to you next month at the same time and day. Okay? My practice manager will be sending you an email reminder a week before the call. That way, you're educating the client what is expected of them and what is expected to you. And believe me, by the time you do this, you do this for 6 months, they're gonna be lockstep with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Now you're building up this what we call this bank of trust. Now likewise, sometimes something's gonna happen to you and you're not gonna be available.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be okay with it because they know that it must have been important for something that took you away, okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, your assignment as we go into week assessment, week assignment is the director of planning going to, see, what we want people to begin to start doing is giving updates. You know, when you have your weekly meeting, it's update time. Update me on segmentation of clients. Director of implementation, or however you phrased it, update me on the progress of building the 24-month calendar. Still valid? Okay. Director of brand, report on the progress with the folders, the mini-me and the client folders, and making sure that people are scheduled. Give me an update. Where do we stand? Director of marketing, report on the progress of scheduling the COIs, the niches, prospects, and clients. Director of leadership, reports on the progress like you did earlier, profitability, growth, and retention for the team. So, you know, you should be doing this in the way of a game board exercise where you all are talking to each other about those things. The only reason I'm in here is it adds a little more accountability. Okay, Curtis said, hey, we got to do this, so he's going to call on me, so I better get myself ready, but let's do it as a group first. Okay?
Right. Right. You're the model of how to hold each other accountable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Any questions about anything we've covered thus far before we close out by anyone?
Yeah, we have not put the game board into place yet, but we will, Curtis. And I know it's one of the things I can get from the website, right?
Yeah, no, the game board is right in your manual. Okay.
Oh, it's in the manual as well. Okay.
Yeah, it's in the.
I thought we had some questions about the game board, Larry.
Do we have some?
And you may want to add different things on the game board.
You wanted to know what some of the stuff meant.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to that game board. Hold on a second. I'm going to get in there right now. Hold on a second. Coaching. Supernova Coaching Guide. Control 5 game board. Control F game board. Okay. So that would be on page 91, it looks like. Going to page 91. I guess you can just skip right there, easier than I'm doing it. Okay, game board. Okay, so everybody's there. I don't know if you're all there, but I'm there. It's just that Adobe's making me do a login, so hang on. Okay, now, if I ever get the login right. I'll be in. So,
Carl, why don't you give me an example of something that you saw that didn't kind of, you didn't understand or didn't resonate with you?
You know, I know Larry had some questions about VIPSA, but it sounded like you want to address that more next week.
Yeah. The VIPSA is a referral model and referral strategy that I have prepared a script for. And it's a means of getting a personal introduction. And at this point, we're doing virtual introductions. But it's a way of getting that introduction. So the VIPSA model is using it and beginning to measure, well, how many personal introductions did we get this week? And so the game board, you said, hey, I got 5 introductions this week. Well, that's great. You know, you start doing that every week, and next thing you know, you got 15 personal introductions. And I got to think, Larry, that you probably, if you get personally introduced, there's a 90% chance that they're going to become a client. So,
pretty much.
You know, so, for example, 30 personal introductions, you know, is going to be something like 27 new relationships if we work this model out correctly.
Yep. Curtis, when I'm reading through this from pages 91 through 9 through page 94 in the coaching guide,
okay,
it really is basically telling us that this game board is just
yep.
so that when you have the meeting, you know who to hold accountable and what to ask.
Exactly. That's all it is. You know, it's kind of like we're not letting anything slip through the cracks. That the things that people are accountable for, well, we have that weekly meeting. It's a Friday or a Monday. We got that game board in front of us. And, you know, for a while, you can put a zero down there. But pretty soon, you're going to have some actual results. Okay? And the person that's accountable is saying, hey, look, what happens if we don't have any referrals? Well, we're not going to get any new households. And if we don't get any new households, we're not going to increase our productivity. That means that outcomes are going to suffer.
Yeah, it's fun working with my clients. I like it, but we want more.
Exactly. You got capacity. You got capacity to manage about 75 to 85 really good clients. And the stair step to the stars is, okay, we're going to take anybody that's got 500 to a million. After that, we're going to jack it up. You got to have a million and a half or 2 million to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, wouldn't it be nice to have 85 relationships and they all have $2 million or more in assets?
That's a really good business.
It's a smooth business. That's what we're trying to build, everyone.
Yeah, that's what I see my best friends that are independent financial advisors. That's similar to what they have.
Right.
If they're very successful and they've inherited their dad's business as well or something. But we're doing it on our own.
Exactly. So the opportunities exist. They're there. It's a target-rich environment out there right now. And we're going to try to help you accomplish all of that.
It is a
okay.
target. A lot of dissatisfaction out there.
Yeah. Okay, so I've kept you on the phone maybe too long. I apologize. I hope you got some value out of this call today. And we'll skip a week, and we'll get back on track for week 7, okay?
That's great, Curtis. We plan to have those folders ready to go.
All right. Sounds good. You take care, Larry. Team.
Okay, thanks. Take care, Curtis. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Team. I'll call you at 12:15.
All right.
12:15. Okay, bye.